Vayter in Shas, we're in Daf Tes Zayin, picking it up on the top of the page, second Mishnah, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah, Ba'arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. During four different times of the year, the world is judged. Rashi says, Bashana, Ba'arba Prakim Bashana, four times of the year, Ha'olam Nidon, they are going to be judged. Ba'Pesach ala Tavua, and Pesach for Tavua, grain. Ba'atzeres ala peros, ilan, and on Shavuos for the fruits of the tree. B'Rosh Hashanah kol boi olam over in the front of Kivnei Barom. Rosh Hashanah, everyone goes and passes in front of Hashem, like B'nei Marum, like a... The Gemara is going to explain what that means. We're going to see you later. Shenemar, hayotze yachadim ha'mevin ha'kol ma'aseyem. Hashem is the one who created their hearts together, understands all of their actions. U'b'chag, and on Sukkos nidonim ha'mayim, we are judged on the water. Okay, zok the Heilige Gemara. Hey, Tavua, which grain are we talking about over here? Ile mahatvua de kaima. In other words, right now, if we're talking about that it said that the four different things need to be on Pesach HaTavua. On Pesach HaTavua, the grain that's there already, the grain that will come in the future, what are we talking about? Kol Hani, if you want to say Ilim the HaTavua, the Kaima, you're talking about the grain that's already right there, right in front of you. So then, Kol Hani, Harpaktke, Da'adu Olay Masitnun. What about the ones then? Rashi says harpatki means mikros, everything that happened, the adu Allah, sha'avu Allah, everything happened until now. When was that decided? That it got to the height that it got to right now, or the, you know, how delicious it is and nutritious it is. Ella tavua de mizdara. Rather, what is it talking about? We're talking about the ones, Rashi says, sha'asid lezuav amar cheshvan haba. The ones that are coming out right after this. That's when. So, lameimra, the chadina, mitdana. Are you saying that there's only one judgment that happens? Rashi says, pamachas, there's only one judgment that happens on each one of the crops. Well, Tanya Malington, Abraisa, tfuo she'ira ba keri, or onus, if you have grain that happened to it, keri, Rashi says, like there's a barad or shidafon, there's some sort of hailstorm, or there's bad stuff that happens to it. Or ones means that someone did something to it actively, a person. And so tavua she'ira b'keri ones kod lo pesach v'adam before pesach nidonis l'sha'avar. That means that it was from the pesach from the year before. L'acher pesach v'adam afterwards nidonis l'haba. That means that it's decided for what the pesach that just happened. Adam she'ira b'keri ones, if it happened to a person, something happened to him, that there's some sort of terrible thing that happened, or somebody like me be the Shemaim, or it's be the Adam. Called him Yom Kippur, happened before Yom Kippur. Then we say that you're in the Shavar. It happened in the previous Yom Kippur. Lachi Yom Kippur, Nidon Laba, that means it's from the judgment that has just happened right before it. As Rashi explains, Bini's Lahaba means Yom Kippur Sha'avar Achshav Bakarv, the one that just happened. So it's the Gemara, Amarava, Shmamina, Trey Dine Mitadana. There's actually two different judgments that happens, as Rashi now says, before the Zviya and Samech Lekatzir. There's two ones that happened to it. Okay, so now says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, so I have some advice for you. Hilkach Kichazi Inish, the Matzach Zara Afla, if a person should see that he has certain grains that he planted and he see that it's working out for him, Likdim Velizrei Charfe, make sure that you do the ones that go quick. There's different types. There's certain types of grains that takes them a while to grow. Afla means it takes time. Rashi says like chita, kosemes. These are things, wheat and spelt, that when you go ahead and you, I think it's spelt. I hope it's spelt. Anyway, either rye or spelt. Wheat and spelt, that they take a while to grow. Therefore, if you start seeing that what happened is being matzliach, then look them with your charfer, do the ones that go quick. Rashi says a sa'or, like barley, it's very quick to ripen. And therefore, normally we do it in Shvat, Adar, but if you see that it's working out really well, so then do it quick. Do it like right now. The Adamatil Medayin, before it comes time that you can have the judgment, which means Pesach time, Kadam Salach, then it already starts to grow and it comes out. Rashi says, V'gadol Katzas, V'ein Mamayr, Shul V'tzkalkel. And once it starts, it gets strong, nice roots, it's unlikely it's going to get all messed up afterwards. So take advantage of that. Frankly, Gemara, my name is Sizion. Who is our Mishnah? Then our Mishnah came along and he said that the four different times of the year that we get judged, and that is on each one of them have their days. So who is this going like? So we're going to see it's not like four people, and it will be like a fifth. V'lo Rabbi Meir, V'lo Rabbi Huda, V'lo Rabbi Yosi, V'lo Rabbi Nasan, neither of none of them. The Tanya, V'lo Rabbi Brisa. Hakol Nidon Rosh Hashanah, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah. U'gizar Din Shalem Nechtam Yom Kippur, M'gizar Din is on Yom Kippur. Doesn't seem to say that in our Mishnah, does it? U'gizar Din, okay, that's Divrei Rabbi Meir. Definitely not in our Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Omer, he says, Hakol Nidon Rosh Hashanah, everything's done on Rosh Hashanah. U'gizar Din Shalem Nitnan Kol Echad V'Echad Bismanu, everything comes according to its own time. But Pesach Ala Tavua, and Pesach is on Tavua, on grain. Elon, Bachag Nidon Alamayim, Ve'odam Nidon Rosh Hashanah, Ugzardin Shalom That is Rabbi Yehuda. I hope I said those words. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So it seems not to be like Rabbi Yehuda either. Now we say Adam, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Adam Nidam Machal Yom, he's judged every single day. Shenemar V'tifkedenu Lebekarim. Says, and we check him every boker, every morning he is checked. He says the person is checked every moment. For, and it's the same pasuk we just saw before. And now it says at the end of the pasuk, for them at the moments, it's like a mivchan, it is checked. So we see it's every moment. And if you want to say that really this works within the world of Rabbi Yehuda, we said it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda said that these dates are when it's nechtam gezar din. When it comes to the idea of the actual judge and judging things, he says that it takes on Rosh Hashanah. Our Mishnah says, though, that even the actual din itself, the judgment, is on those particular dates, not only on Rosh Hashanah. V'chitei malel, Rabbi Yehuda, when I say really to Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi katani masnisin, when it says agzar din, when it says that four times a year, our nidon are judged, really means a gezar din. That's talking about the gezar din. Meaning maybe we can say Rabbi Yehuda, and that's just talking about the gezar din. But really, lemaisa, Rabbi Yehuda, everything does work because the actual judgment is on Rosh Hashanah. The gezar din is those times. Says Gemara, yihachi kasha Adam. You have a problem with Adam because the Mishnah says that Adam over here is also on Rosh Hashanah. Kol boi olam obim lefan of kibnei marum. So we're going to say that's also the gezar din there as well. What are you going to do with that? Says Rashi, Masisa Masdei Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda B'Yom Kippur. He says it should be Yom Kippurim, Amar. Amar Rav, Rav says, Hi, Tana Dever B'Yishmal. He in a chime, Tana, those four people, it's someone else. The Tana Dever B'Yishmal, Tana Dever B'Yishmal. He says, Barbel Prakam Ol Nid, on the four different times of the year, the world is judged. But Pesach Ala Tvu, Abatzeres Tal Peres Ha'ilan, B'Chagin Nidon Alamayim, V'Adam Nidon Rosh Hashanah, U'Gzai Din Shlo Nechtam B'Yom Kippurim. Wow, it says this straight up. V'Chika Tani Mas Nisin. When the Mishnah says a word that's done, it means atchilas din, it means the beginning of the din. And now you don't have to worry about the fact that it says that but it says a person, because no, that also is going to be, but the end of it's going to be on Yom Kippur. So each one has their end time of when it's going to be. That's the nechtam gezar din, but everything is judged in Rosh Hashanah. I'm Rav Chista. My taima de Rabbi Yossi. What's pshat in Rabbi Yossi? He said that a person is done every day. He says, what do you mean? Kidamar taima. He says explicitly, the pasuk says, v'atifke den alibakarim, that he gets checked every boker. He says, no, anan hachyamin. This is what we're asking. My taima lo amak Rabbi Nassan. Why isn't he say Rabbi Nassan at the end of the pasuk? That it goes every moment. He says, because b'chin ayune ba'alma, he is the reason he doesn't do it, because the lashon at the end of the pasuk is lashon of b'china, havchan, right, to go, so may, and therefore that's just being to me'ayin, to look into, but it's not really judging. But p'kida nami ayune ba'alma, he, the lashon of b'kino, it says v'tifkeden, it means to check and investigate also, it's not a judgment either. So once you're saying that neither of them work, so what are you going to do now? Elam, Rav Chisa, time Rav Yossi, mehacha, comes from here, comes from another pasuk, and it says like this, Lasos Mishpat Avdo, Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Dvar Yom Biyomo. Pasuk says through the judgment of his servant, as we know, is the Melech. We saw this pasuk a few days ago. And the judgment of his people, that is Dvar Yom Biyomo, everything in its day. So what do we see? It's judged every day. Varm Rav Chista, Melech V'tzibor, when you have the king and the tzibor are going to be judged, Melech Nisat Chil Ladin, first the Melech goes first, like it just said. Shenemar Lasos Mishpat Avdo, or Mishpat Amo Yisrael. First Avdo and then Amo. And Avdo, you're talking about Shlomo Melech. My time, oh, what's pshat? Why do we do that? Ibai say with two answers. One is Lav Orach Ara Lamesa of the Malkal Avroi. It doesn't make sense that the king should wait on the outside while everyone else is being done first. Ibai say another one is Makame the Lefush Charanaf. Let it first be that before God gets angry because of all the Averus of the Tzibor. We saw this earlier. Ches or so. Right, that we see this concept. So Mikmeh the Lefish Charanaf, before that happens, we don't want it to be that the king is judged harshly because of the verse of the Am. So he'll judge him first, and then the people get judged. Omer Rav Yosef, Keman Matzlinon Idna Aketzirei V'Amriei. According to who is it that we daven today on those people that are sick and people that are weak. Rashi says, "Mefarsh Maseches Nedarim, Kitzire Cholim Mirei Tamin Chacham Shehein Teshuche Koach." So we have someone that's curious, someone who's sick. Mirei is the Tamin Chacham. There's no Koach because he's weak from learning. Come on, who do we daven like? That's Ki Rabbi Yossi. It goes according to the world of Rabbi Yossi. Remember, Rabbi Yossi says the person is judged every single day. Therefore, our davening, when we daven every day, our davening is done in order for those people. You can even say it goes according to the Rabbanan. We don't say that we get judged every day, yet still we should daven every day. Why? It is good for a person to scream out, being kodem gezar din, being l'achar gezar din. Whether it's before the gezar din, the judgment happens, or even after the gezar din happens, it's good to go out and do such a thing. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum, Rabbi Akiva, Mepnei Ma Omer Torah, Vio Omer BePesach. Why did the Torah say to bring the Korban Omer on Pesach? This is the Gemara, huh? Mepnei, I can explain. Pesach, Mepnei, Sha Pesach Zman Tvuhu. Since Pesach is the time when they judge the Tvuh, the grain, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem is like kind of helping us. He says, Avio Lefanai Omer BePesach, bring me an Omer and Pesach, Kedeshitis Baruch Lechem Tvuh, Sha Besadu, so I'll go and I'll give the bracha in the field. So Mepnei Ma Omer Torah, Vio Shteel, Lechem Atzeres, why do you go and bring these carbon on the Shavuos, because of the time of the fruits of the tree. And therefore, same idea, Hashem wants to go ahead and allow us to give to Him to help us. I'm going to go out, I'm going to bless the fruits of the tree for you. Why is it said to do the Nisach HaMayim in the Chag? I'm going to go out, I'm going to go have a bracha of Shana, it should be a rain, or a bracha of rain. You should say Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros in front of me on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Malchus Kadesha Tamlichuni Alechem. You should make me the king over you. Zichronus Kadesha Yala Zichron Nechem Lefanai Litovas. That they remember you should come in front of me for good. Ubameh, and with what? Uba Shofar Gadol. With a shofar. You should go ahead and do this. And this is going to be good for you. Alma Rabbi Avohu said, Lama token shofar shel ayil. Why do we use a shofar of an ayil? They say, what do you mean of an ayil? The answer is that you don't actually have to use one, but people started doing that. Was like the general custom people do. Alma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shema said, Tiku lefana b'shofar shel ayil, do with a ram. Kedesh esko lechem akedis Yitzchak ben Avram. I should remember in front of you the akedah of that which happened. This past week's parsha, the little burner strikes right after the parsha. Uman li aleichem b'kilu akadetem atzmechem lefanai. I'll make it as if you actually shechted yourselves in front of me. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. Come along, Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama token b'shem Rosh Hashanah. Why do you make it to Kiyon Rosh Hashanah? In fact, the Gemara, Lama token. What do you mean? Achmano mitaku, because Hashem said we should do it. The pasuk. Ella lama Marian. Why do we do Chirua? That's the question over here. Practic Mar Marian, Rachman Amr, Zichron Teruah, we should do Teruah. Says, no, this is a question. Ela Lama Token and Marian Kishem Yoshvin. Why do we do the Tkiah and the Teruah when they're sitting down? Beep, turn the page. Says Zainama Base. Vitoken and Marian Kishem owned him, and we do it when they're sitting as well, when they're standing also. Answer is, Kedila Arviva Satam, to mess up the Satam. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about that there were done, those that were done before we have Shemona Esrei, and those are done during Shemona Esrei itself. Now, there's different menhagim of what people do. General Ashkenazic, we don't do during, I'm not saying anything. Point is that some do it before, some do it during Shemona Esrei, and even before Lamaisa, you're allowed to be sitting down for them. So, why are we doing it? In order to mess up the Satan, to confuse the Satan. Rashi explains, what does this mean? It means, Kedila Arviv Shalul Yastin, so he can't be Mastin against us. Kishayishma Yisrael Mechavim, is a mitzvos misatimin dvar. What happened when you see that? How much we love mitzvos? It shuts him up. V'yom Rav Yitzchak. We're going to go into a whole series now of Rav Yitzchak Shtiklach. We said one of them now. We're going to say a second one, then a third, then a fourth, then a fifth. We're going to say eight different things Rav Yitzchak said. V'yom Rav Yitzchak, kol shana she'in token la b'tchila. Any year that you don't go ahead and you don't blow the shofar b'tchila, you don't start off by saying, by blowing the holy shofar. Rashi Tosa says, "Mafarsh pelchus gedolus lav de mikla b'shabsa eladisilid onzas." There's some sort of onus that stops you from doing it, not because of Shabbos. Interesting. Mirian lab sofa is going to end up going and blowing it at the end. What does that mean? They're going to blow it at the end. They're going to do it. Mirian lab sofa means out of something which is not good. My timer, deloy arbeiv satan, because they weren't, they didn't mess up the satan. Therefore, now bad things happened. Number three, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Sherasha B'tchilasa. Any year it starts out poor. Rashi explains, Yisera Osen Atzman Rasham. They make themselves like they're poor. B'Rosh Hashanah, L'daber Tachanunim, Mutfila, Kinyin Shenemar, Tachanunim, Yidaber Rosh. We daven to Hashem like we're poor and we have nothing. We daven like that. Misasheris B'sofa, become rich at the end. It's going to be good at the end. Shenemar, as Pesach says, Mereishis Hashanah. Well, the whole pasuk is Mereish Hashana about Achris Hashana. Well, right, this is, we have this pasuk already. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Dorish Osatami Leini Hashem Elokecha Ba Mereish Hashana. About Achris Hashana. So it says Mereish Hashana, and it's lacking the letter Aleph there. Mereish is Ksiv. Without the Aleph, come and say like a rush, like someone poor. Vat Achris. Sofa sheish la achris. In the end, you're going to have achris. Achris here in this context means it's going to continue. It's going to go on. It's going to be good for us. Number four, Rabbi Yitzchak ain't done this. Adam elu lefi ma'isav shalos hashanah. We don't judge a person except for the way that he is at that moment. Says Rashi, afilu who asid harshia la achris. Mind even in the future, they're going to do some sort of bad things, become a rush. Just so you judge right now. Shenemar, like we saw in last week's parasha. Shenemar, kishama elukim es kol anar basheu shaman. Hashem heard the voice of the lad where he was right then. Like Rashi brings down the medrash, famous medrash, that the malachi ashare said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we bought a shalolam. This guy's going to go and kill your children in the future. You're going to give him life. And he said, tell me now, is he a tzaddik or rush? He said, he's a tzaddik. Okay, so what do you want me to do? If it's tzaddik, ba'asher hu sham. Ain't he done his olam ela b'shaito? I only judge them where they are right this moment. Number five. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rizk said, shlosh devar maskir novon asav shalom. There are three things that cause a bad for a person's things to be brought up in the court. In other words, a sin to be brought up to the table, which you don't want to do. Elohim. Kir Natoy, a wall that's falling, and Rashi says you go by it. Then what happens is Averus are reminded, saying, like, oh, is this guy Ro'i to behave in such a way that a nation should be done from him? And therefore he gets judged over there. That's bad news. Like, don't be silly and put yourself in a dangerous circumstance. V'iyun tfila, looking into one's tfila, what does that mean? He's so mechan his tfila that it should be listened, because he said, oh, I was really mechavin in my tfila. Therefore, this is a throwback to brachas, my friend. Staff nun hey. V'iyun tfila, umoser din al chaver, somebody goes and brings a judgment against his friends. Rashi says, like when it says in the pasuk, Moshe din, "Kamo yishpot Hashem b'ini u'b'necha, omrim klum roi hu, sheyanesh chaver al yado." Right? Should it be that it should be roi to have such a thing? In other words, you don't want to go ahead and say to someone, well, not to someone, but to Hashem, and say, like, you know, I'm not going to take this over, like, bring it to a court, as we're going to see in a minute. Rashi's going to talk out. Rather, I'll just send it straight to God. Hashem says, "Oh, really? So this guy, he's so chasha that he should be sent it straight to me?" Somebody goes and brings a din against his friend. Who nanashchila? He gets a smackdown first. On his first, he's judged. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vatomer sarei el Avram chamasi alecha." My chamas is upon you. It's past week's parsha. The fact they didn't back up Sarah by Hagar when she said, "Vatikol gvir to me now," looking downly upon her. Uksev, and then after it says, "Vayelva Avram lispod l'sarah l'kosei." He went to God and he mourned her loss. She says, "Who cover her?" So he ended up burying her. She got judged like that. Next, there are four things that can rip up a gzar din, a negative thing against a person. Elohim, ready? Tzedakah, tzedakah, shino Hashem, shino ma'isa. Person giving tzedakah, that's going to help you out. Person doing tzedakah, person screaming out and davening, shino Hashem, and that's a person changing their name. And shino ma'isa means shav me'ras, so he does tshuva. Now we break it down. Tzedakah d'chsev u'tzedakah tatzim mimadav. Tzedakah is going to save you from death. Tzedakah d'chsev u'tzedakah tatzim mimadav. Tzedakah el Hashem batzai lahem u'mitzukaseyem yotzeyem. And they cried out to Hashem, and Hashem took them out from their pain. Shino Hashem, changing the name. D'chsev sarai ishtacha lo sikra shema sarai ki sara shema. Don't call her sarai anymore, call her sara. That changed because I didn't, and she have a kid. Uksiv ubirachti osav begam nasati mimenu l'chaben, that she has a kid. Shino ma'isa, a change of actions. Nisliv ayar lukim es ma'aseim, Hashem saw their actions. Talking about Nineveh, when he's going to destroy the whole city over there in Sefer Yonah, and he saw their ways, how they changed. Uksiv ayinochem alukim alara'ah, shadiber la'asos lahem v'lo'asa. And he took back that the negative things he was going to do, and he didn't do it. Maybe there's even a fifth way of going at and flipping things, the negative to positive. You go and you change your place. That also is going to help. The pasuk says, leave your land. Then it says, I'm going to make you into a great nation. So it sounds like what? Going to somewhere else is going to change the gezar din, and it's going to work out. Everything's going to work out better. V'idach, and the other one who didn't bring this down, why didn't he bring this as a fifth one? Now, who's chusad Eretz Yisrael? Who Daniel? He says, no, that's just chusad Eretz Yisrael. Lav Dafka is because of the fact that he changed his place. It's just Eretz Yisrael. Rami Yavisak number seven. Chayiv Adam Lahakim Pani Rabbi Bregel. You have to go and visit your Rebbe on the regal on Shal Shigalam. Shenemar Madua Atolechase Lavayom. Lo Chodesh Lo Shabbos. This week's Haftorah. Last week's Haftorah. For those who paid attention, for those who didn't, it's also you just didn't pay attention. And I hope it is true, because otherwise I look foolish right now, but I think that's the case. Shenemar, Madu Atoleches Elav, why are you going today? This is the Isha Shunamis. Had a baby with Elisha, not with Elisha, but Elisha, Brecha had a baby, Brecha blessed her, she had a baby. Baby died, and she said she's going to go visit him. And she went to her husband and said, I'm going, give me the donkey, because I want to get it ready. He says, why are you going today? It's not Chodesh, it's not Shabbos. Bechlal, the Chodesh is Shabbos. Yiboi lo alameizel, if it's Shabbos or Chodesh, you should go visit. Interesting. Chodesh, right? So even like on those things. Rambam Rabbi Yitzchak, number 8. Chayav Adam L'tayr, Satsum Regal. You get me Taheli Beng. No, a person should purify himself on the Regal. Shenemar, as the Pusik says, Uvenivla Samlo Sigo, don't touch the Nevela. Right? It's to become Tame if you touch a Nevela. Rashi says, Uber Regal Mishtoi Kra, Kedemafarish, Ozil Kamib Raisa. We're going to see how this is talking about in a Regal. Tani Nami Halki from the following. We have a Raisa which says, Uvenivla Sam, Lo Sigo, don't touch the Nevela. Yachl Yo Yisrael Musar Nal Mag Nevela. You would have thought maybe Jews, meaning Yisraelim, have to be careful not to go and become Tameh by touching this. Talmud Lomer, Emor El Kohanim, Bnei Aaron, tell this to the Kohanim, they can't become Tameh. Bnei Aaron Musarin, Bnei Yisrael, Ein Musarin, regular non-Kohanim or not, don't have to be careful. Follow Dvarim Kavachomer, in fact, the Gemara is in the Kavachomer. Uma Tumah Chamura, if you have a Tumah Chamura, it means a dead body. Kohanim Musarin, Yisrael, Ein Musarin, Kohanim have to be careful with Yisrael, don't have to be careful. Tumah Kala, Lo Koshikin, isn't it obvious that also there's not a problem for non-coin to do such a thing? So what does it mean when it says don't touch the body? Biregel, touch the carcass, the dead body. Even if someone's a non-coin, shouldn't become tame, and he should allow himself to become pure during those days. And so that was, I think we finished it off over there. We had 8 different things Rav Yitzchak said. Now we move on. Three books that are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Sefer Zikaron Shel Maisa Abrios. Sefer Zikaron of the Maisa Abrios. Echad Shel Rishayim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'echad Shel Beninim. Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtam Nichtam La'atul L'chaim. A Tzadik Gomer is written and sealed immediately. He's got life. Rishayim Gemurim Nichtam Nichtam La'atul L'misa. Rosh Gomer immediately is written and sealed to death. Beninim Tluim Va'ondim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Beninim, they're hanging there in the balance from Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Zachu, if they merit, then Nichtam L'chaim, they end up getting written for life. Lo Zachu, if not, Nichtam L'misa, they get it written down for death. Amar Rav Avinu Rav Avinu comes and says, Maikra, where do we find a pasuk that says it? We see two pasukim. One is the following. Yimachu Meisefer Chaim Ve'im Tzadikim Al Yikasevu. They should be erased from the Book of Life with the Tzadikim. And with the tzaddikim, they shouldn't be al yikaseva, don't be written at all. Yimachu misefer is a sifron shel rishayim gemurim. Chaim is a sifron shel tzaddikim. V'am tzaddikim al yikaseva is a sifron shel beninim. So we have all three of these ideas here. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Me'alcha, he says you'll learn from the following. V'im ayin mechini nom es sifrecha asher kasafta. And if not, then erase me now from the book that you wrote. This is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking about when Hashem says that he's going to destroy Klal Yisrael. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, don't do it, don't destroy them. Erase me from your book that you wrote. Mecheni na is the sifron shel rishayim. Erase me from that's talking about the rishayim. Misifrecha is the sifron tzaddikim. Asher kasafta is the sifron shel beninim. So you see all three of them coming out over there. Tanya, we learned Tanya. Braisa. Bishamei orim shalosh kitzos hein liyom adin. There are three different types of groups of people coming for yom adin. Achas shel tzaddikim gemurim. What are the groups of tzaddikim and gemurim? V'achas shel rishayim gemurim. The other way is rishayim gemurim. V'achas shel beninim. That was beninim. Tzaddikim gemurim nechtav nechtav la'atul chayolom. They're written immediately and they're going to be there forever. Oh, this is talking about, right. I think Rashi right away tells us we are talking about over here. Tchias ha'meisim. This is talking about when it's going to be at the end of the days. V'achas shel beninim. Tzadikim gemurim nechtav nechtav la'atul l'chayel mabot. Rishayim gemurim nechtav nechtav la'atul l'gehenem. They're going straight down to a hot, fiery place. Shenemar, v'rabim yisheni admas ofer yakitzu, eilu l'chayel olam ve'eilu l'charofos l'dir on olam. Pasuk in Daniel. And many of those that sleep in the admas ofer, in the dirt of the earth, are going to yakitzu, they're going to get up. These ones are going to Olam. Charfos, and these ones are going to the Charfos. Or some of them are going to be forever, and some of them are going towards Cherpa, like a Cherpa. They're going to be embarrassed, and for Lidiron Olam. It's going to be like a bad for them, a disgrace forever. Beinim Yordim Ligehenim. The Beinim, they go down to Jehinom. Beep, turn the page. Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Umitzavtzifim of Olam. And they go and they scream out and then they come back up. Rashi says, Tatsokim Abochim Mitoch Yisurim Shah Achas Olam. For a moment, then they come up. Shenemer Vavesia Sashlishis Baish. Utraftim Kisuf Zakesef. Uvechantim Kivchon. As a Zov, who Yikra. Bishmiva ani eno so. This is like we're going like purifying things. The pasuk says, "I'm going to bring the third into the fire, and it's going to be purified like when you purify silver, and it's going to become pure also like gold." I'm going to call my name, and I'm going to answer. Valeim amruchana and chana says about them. Hashem mimis amachaya morit shaol vayol. Hashem kills them and brings back to life, brings to shaol and then brings them back up. Beisilam says no. V'rav chesed matakabi chesed. This is talking about the beinim. Those are right in the middle over there. That's Rav Chesed. Hashem's going to tilt the scales for them. And Rashi says, "Holu mechsa al mechsahim, mata es achura letzad zchus." I'm going to switch to the zchus. Ve'inor d'mehem. Not going to go with the kenem altogether. Ve'aleim amr David. David Melch said about them, "Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koli." I love when Hashem hears my voice. Ve'aleim amr David. And on that, David says, "Kol ha'parsha kuli." Said about this entire parsha, "Dalosi veli Yoshua." I was poor, but Hashem saved me. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. Wishing all y'all a great, great day.